RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews A Star Is Born, now playing in area theaters.
Directing your first film must be challenging enough without throwing up additional roadblocks in your path. Bradley Cooper didn't do himself any favors his first time out. First, he co-wrote a screenplay around a story, which has already been made into a motion picture 3 times. Second, he cast himself as the lead, setting up eyebrow-raising commentaries about an actor arrogant enough to believe a first-time filmmaker can effectively direct himself. Finally, he cast an inexperienced actress as co-lead, a role requiring serious emotional chops and screen presence. The result is far from strike three and you're out. Cooper's A Star Is Born is engaging, crafted with skill, and may even have you accuse someone of cutting onions in the theater. Much of A Star Is Born is set on various arena stages, from the musician's point of view. This is contrary to the typical setup, where we behold the spectacle from the audience in a wide shot. The first time we see Jackson Maine, played by Cooper, he pops some pills, swishes them down with booze, and a handheld shaky cam shadows him in a close-up to his guitar and microphone. The rest of the film's performances follow a similar pattern. Backstage narcotics and liquids, shaky cam of the singer and the band, and sweat and nerves. Cooper ups the authenticity of these intimate moments in front of thousands of screaming fans by singing live. There is no miming a track in his ear. It's really him, center stage, belting out these impressive tunes, sure to rattle around in your head for the next few days. Seeing the film in an upgraded Dolby theater, I was not expecting to be hit harder than the previous film I saw in one of those spaces, Blade Runner 2049. A Star Is Born is louder than that sci-fi extravaganza. It may be one of the loudest films I've ever encountered. Jack is an alcoholic loner, drinking himself from gig to gig while avoiding the daylight hours until he can feel alive again on stage. He figures he's seen it all, gives off a going-through-the-motions vibe, and conjures a convincing triple take when he stumbles upon Allie, played by Lady Gaga, belting out La Vie en Rose in a drag bar. Allie is 31. Old enough to accept her dreams of a life in music are a pipe dream, after the gatekeepers tell her she doesn't have the look. Code for not pretty enough. Smitten Jack has other news for her. She's beautiful, and far more important, she has something to say in the lyrics she improvs in a grocery store parking lot, as Jack and Allie experience perhaps the best night of their lives, getting to know one another, and realize they may have stumbled upon a special connection here. The kind you only get once, maybe twice, in a lifetime. While the concert settings feel real, these one-on-one, confidential times come off just as genuine. Cooper and Lady Gaga have chemistry, even though the film's pinnacle is its first half, prior to the gradual descent into addiction story, humiliation, recrimination, and a will-they-or-won't-they redemption. The script is a push and pull between Jack and Allie's story. Is Jack the hero, or is Allie? They each struggle through familiar dramatic romance themes. Will the promise of love stem Jack's self-punishing ways before it's too late? And will Allie succeed in a world of fantastic opportunities with the weight of a failing lover by her side? When they first meet, Jack and Allie are going in 2 different directions. Jack is on his way down, but pauses to lift Allie up to where she should have been all along. Can he climb back up with her? With such strong, original songs like Maybe It's Time, The Shallow, and Always Remember Us This Way, the audience will instinctively find themselves in rooting mode. The song lyrics address how Jack and Allie feel right at that moment, first off hopeful and inquisitive, later forlorn and pained. Welcome surprises like Dave Chappelle, Andrew Dice Clay, and a couple of guys from Alias pop up in various supporting roles. But it's Sam Elliott who nonchalantly steals the show as Jack's brother, Bobby. When Jack first talks, I guessed he was mimicking Sam Elliott's voice, because it's clearly an octave lower than Cooper usually talks. However, when Elliott shows up on screen, the voice choice makes sense. Jack and Bobby are 2 people who cannot talk to each other, even though there are no two closer people in the film, and they are the two who need to talk the most. Cooper may have had this boiling urge to remake A Star Is Born because he discovered a contemporary spin he knew would make it work. But to brazenly attach your name to those like George Cukor, David O. Selznick, Judy Garland, Barbara Streisand, and Kris Kristofferson takes a healthy dose of moxie. It's the fourth time around this cinematic carousel, but the songs are bona fide, the lead actors connect, and the ending stings. Jack never grew up from his traumatic childhood, and Allie nurtures an inferiority complex disguised as realism. These two are made for each other, which is why the first half of A Star Is Born is one of the best films of the year. It's the more sober and plot-saturating second half which dims the magic of the first half's glow. That is why I give A Star Is Born 3.5 out of 4 stars.
A Star Is Born is rated R, now playing at AMC Sundial 20, Cobb Tyrone Luxury 10, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, and the Studio Movie Grill in Seminole.
RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell.com.